Jonathan, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
It could embarrass you.
I'm used to that.
I recently found out that in college, you were involved in some very questionable activities.
I was young.
Yeah. By that, I mean a cappella groups.
Yes.
You were part of something called the Wizard Poofs or something?
No. They were not called the Wizard Poofs.
Is that some
That's
sort of
a
Harry
ridiculous
Potter?
Name. They were called the Whiffin Poofs. And I'm proud of my a cappella heritage.
Oh, audience. But that's great, because our next game is about Cole Porter, who, like you, was also a member of Yale University's Whiffin' Poofs. Is that real? Come on. As well as, much like you, one of America's great songwriters. He gave us, of course, I've Got You Under My Skin, Let's Misbehave, and this little ditty.
You're the top. You're the Colosseum. You're the top. You're the Louvre Museum. You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a Mendelbaum.
Of course, that doesn't mean his lyrics couldn't use a little updating. So what we've done is a little game we're calling Pin It Like Porter. We've asked our audience to rewrite a few lines of Porter's classic, but with modern references. In fact, we've asked them to rewrite these lines. Jonathan, would you like to help me out?
Yes, you can tell how dated these are. You're the top. You're Mahatma Gandhi.
Who? Ooh, yeah. You're the top, you're Napoleon Brandy.
I've heard of that. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain.
No, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You're the National Gallery, you're Garbo's salary.
You're cellophane, which apparently that was an exciting thing.
Yeah, if that's a compliment, right? Things
yeah, I
have
guess,
changed.
Yeah.
You're sublime, you're a turkey dinner.
Hooray. You're the time of a derby winner.
That's fast. I'm a toy balloon that's faded soon to pop.
But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
You're the top, yeah. All right. So while we've been busy playing games, our producer has chosen the best two Porter rewrites in our audience. Jonathan will sing each set of lyrics, and then we'll ask you, our studio audience, to vote by applause who penned it like Porter the best, who's the top. Are you ready?
I'm ready. We need to call these two contestants up to the stage so that we may properly judge and shame you. Is there a Nancy Taubenslag in the audience? Come on up, Nancy. The other one is Samantha Hennig. Are you here, Samantha?
Nancy and Samantha. Let's hear them pin it like Porter.
Okay. So I'm going to play, Nancy, I'm going to play yours first, okay? Are you ready? You're the top. You're the iPhone Siri. You're the top. You're the Big Bang Theory. You're the mega dough earned from J.K. Rowling's words. You're Blue Ivy's mama. 08 Obama. You're Angry Birds. You're elite. You're Cy Twombly's scribble. You're the heat. Jeremy Lin's dribble. I'm a budget bill stuck on Capitol Hill. I'll flop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. That's pretty good.
A little that is great. Blue Ivy is in there?
Yes, I had to look that up myself. Blue Ivy is Beyonce's daughter, apparently. Okay, Samantha, are you ready for your judgment?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. This is Samantha. You're the top. You're the Gates Foundation. You're the top. You're job creation. You're suburban comfort, two cars and a deck. You're Gagosian Gallery. You're Romney's salary adjusted to pre-tax break dollars. You're nanotech. You're the bomb. You're a Whole Foods dinner. You're the song of an idol winner. I am backed up hot and faded soon to drop. But just like Beyonce's bottom, you're the top.
That is the last line to remember.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
It's funny how both of them reference Beyonce. She is hot. She is hot. All right, audience. So it's time for you to weigh in and pick who is the top. Both incredible entries. So let's hear it right now for Nancy, our first... showered in praise. Okay, and how about for Samantha? Okay, I think our audience has picked. That was very close, but I think it's Nancy. So congratulations, Nancy. Both are fantastic lyricists. Nancy, for your extreme talent, we have for you an NPR Music tote bag to put all your future lyrics with it. I know, OMG indeed. There you go. Another hand for the two of them.